A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the writer's almanac for Friday. It's the 5th of December, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet who wrote, "In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter, long ago." Christina Rossetti, born London on this day in 1830. It's the birthday of Calvin Trillin, Kansas City, 1935, author of About Alice and Tepper Isn't Going Out. It's the birthday of Kate Simon, born in Warsaw, 1912, grew up in the Bronx, loved New York. Her book New York Places and Pleasures came out in 1959, still in print. And it's the anniversary of the Great Smog of 1952, a major air pollution event in London responsible for the deaths of about 12,000 people. There had always been fog on the Thames estuary, and then even more beginning in the late 1700s when factories and homes burned coal, which often caused very thick and toxic fogs. They were sometimes known as pea soup fogs because of their yellowish color, the mingling of fog with coal smoke. Some people remembered them with nostalgia. Evelyn Waugh, for one, he said that London was designed to be seen in a fog. In that early December 1952, the weather had been especially cold, and so Londoners burned even more coal to keep warm. But late on December the 5th, a fog rolled in, blanketing the capital, which mingled with soot and tar and sulfur dioxide, which was trapped over London by a thermal inversion. A cold, still air mass hovering over the city, the sun too low to warm and disperse it. So it lingered, forming a layer almost 200 meters thick. Visibility was so poor, the city was virtually shut down. People were getting lost in their own neighborhoods. Taxis couldn't find their way around, and droplets of acid rain, sulfuric acid, began to fall. Ambulances couldn't drive in the fog, so the sick got no treatment unless somehow they could make their own way to the hospital. People did not panic until the undertakers were running out of coffins and the florists were running out of flowers, and then they realized how deadly it was. By the time it finally lifted on December 9th, 4,000 Londoners were dead in its wake, and over the following month, another 8,000, mostly the elderly and those with respiratory problems, died of complications from exposure. Here's a poem for today by Madeline Camrood, "This Winter Worse Than Most." At night, I awaken and listen to the house creak, its boards sharpening in the cold. Days we stay inside, looking out the window, and wonder at a world so deep into temperature. A nuthatch tweaks thistle seed from a feeder, suction-cupped to the pain. In moments like this, spent close to glass, how understandable my life is inside the heavy ribs of my navy sweater. I watch the small bird rise and light on a high branch. "This Winter Worse Than Most" by Madeline Camrood, from Oddly Beautiful, published by New Rivers Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.